Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, the voice for this Friday, December the 21st, 2012. Wasn't this the day that the world was supposed to end?
Yeah, but we're still here.
We are.
Through it all, Bill Buckmaster will carry on.
There you go. Luckily for us, it didn't end that way, the way the Mayans had predicted, so we can enjoy this first day of winter. We thank you for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. Then we're live streaming our show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at kvoi.com. We post the program, so we make it very easy for you to hear our show anytime, anywhere. We usually post within an hour or so of the conclusion of the program to buckmastershow.com. TucsonCitizen.com and TucsonSentinel.com have our program for you, and we have a link to the Buckmaster Show at gvnews.com. That's the homepage for the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun, and a link now at blogforarizona.com. Our Friday Focus interview today is with Carolyn Lutensmeyer, who heads up the National Institute for Civil Discourse based at the University of Arizona. The organization was created following the Tucson shooting tragedy of January 8th, 2011. Joining me in studio to question Ms. Lutensmeyer is Sarah Garrett Gasson. Sarah is editorial writer of the Arizona Daily Star, and Dan Scheer is editor of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. We welcome you to join in the conversation. If you have a question or comment for our guest, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. Friday Focus on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Now we welcome our guest on the Buckmaster Show live line, Carolyn Lutensmeyer. I believe she is in Washington, D.C. on the Buckmaster Show live line. Carolyn, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine, Bill, and delighted to be on the show with you.
Well, we're
My name is actually Lutensmeyer.
Lukens?
Yes, Lutensmeyer. It's a K just like Buckmaster.
Okay, Lutensmeyer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Yes. Carolyn, is there still a place in or at the political table for civil discourse?
Absolutely, Bill. One of the programs that we're initiating in the 113th Congress is called a Working Group for a Working Congress, and it's members of Congress on both sides of the aisle who really understand and have heard the American public's frustration and anger and embarrassment about the inability to get anything done in Congress. And like all institutions, there's a gap between the leadership and the members, and we at the Institute think that the best place for us to work with the next Congress is with members who are ready to work across the aisle with one another.
Carolyn, here is Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun.
Hi, Carolyn. I heard you say before the election that members of Congress wanted to address civil discourse, but now post-election, I think a lot of us expect this to kind of go away. Why do you think that there's a little bit of hope here?
Well, and I certainly understand, Dan, why lots of people expect it to go away. Literally, a cab driver that I rode to the Hill with earlier this week said, yes, they all made nice during the election, but now that it's over, we know they'll just go back to what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that sentiment is very, very strong around the country. I really believe that the reason there is some hope that we can support members of Congress, both ones that have been there a long time and some new members, who know that the public has run out of its tolerance of not solving the big issues, whether it's debt and deficit, whether it's immigration, whether now, because of Newtown, another look at where are we in terms of preventative mental health services, in terms of gun violence. I think if the public stays active, if the public doesn't drop back and say nothing for four more years, if the public stays active, there are members who want to try to shift this culture.
Carolyn, up next to ask you a question, Sarah Garrett Gasson of the Arizona Daily Star.
Hi. I wanted to ask about What happened last night at the House with Speaker Boehner being unable to rally even his own party for a vote, which may or may not have been a good idea. I mean, you can disagree whether it should have succeeded or not. But with that sort of discord, even within one political party, and that's the leader who's unable to get that done, how do you accomplish your goal?
Well, Sarah, I think you've really identified the bleakness of the situation at the leadership level. And obviously, Monday morning quarterbacks will be, the pundits will be talking for weeks about should Boehner have stayed in negotiation with the president rather than trying Plan B. But I think what we have to focus on is the gap between leadership and members who actually want to make the system work. There are clearly some members who really want to obstruct. There is no doubt about that. That's been a trend, a very strong trend in the House of Representatives since 2010. But there are a solid group of members from both parties and from geographies all over the country that want to make sure a transportation bill passes and gets appropriated, that want to make sure that we actually take the next step on the Financial Services Committee in terms of putting in place what needs to happen going forward about derivatives. So I think where the American public needs to pay attention is the difference between what their own member of Congress is doing on a weekly basis on the bills that influence their district and their state, as where the mass media takes us to only focus on the gap and the fight at the leadership level.
12:11 now on the Buckmaster Show, Carolyn Luke. Lukensmeyer. Did I get it right that
time? You did.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Is with us. She is heading up the National Institute for Civil Discourse, which is based at the University of Arizona. And as I mentioned at the beginning, Carolyn, this was an institute that has grown out of the tragic shootings here in Tucson on January 8th, 2011. We're just getting word now, I hate to say it, but there's been another mass shooting, 4 killed, including the gunman, in a shooting incident in Pennsylvania. 3 state troopers are injured. So more terrible news continues. Tell me how.
My goodness, I had not even heard that.
Yeah, that has just been announced, just crossed the wire.
Wow.
Tell me a little bit about how the Institute has evolved since that tragic day nearly 2 years ago.
Well, it was very, very impressive how quickly the Board of Regents and the Provost at the University of Arizona acted to create this institute in the aftermath of the horrific shooting at the Congress on a Corner. And what the university officials understood was that the U of A has such a stellar reputation as a research university that if, in fact, they could bring together scholars from many, many different subject areas, so religion, sociology, communications, political science, and from many other universities, we could fashion a strong link between what's understood about the root causes of incivility and therefore leverage points to move the needle back to or to a new day in terms of how we work together across our differences. So the strong research foundation is where the Institute started. And now, since I've been brought on board, we're moving much more into the practice area. What are the things where we can actively engage the public, where we can actively partner with the media, and where we can actively engage with members of Congress? So I think the trajectory that you're asking about, Bill, was to first put in place some scholarly research that gives us entry points for how we might impact these issues, and then connect it to action on the ground.
Here's Sarah Garrett Gasson again from The Star.
When we talk about even the word civil and the context of civil discourse or civility, it brings out what many would call rather uncivil responses that it's viewed by some as saying, you know, you're just trying to shut me up, you're abridging my First Amendment rights, I can say what I want to say and have my opinions, and that it gets obscured, I think, perhaps. Can you talk about what civility and civil discourse means in this context?
Sarah, that's really an excellent background, and exactly what you said did happen immediately when the Institute was created. And it was just another example of how deeply divided partisanship even puts us in the position that certain words no longer mean what the dictionary says they mean. They get reacted to out of a definition that fits a particular ideological view of the world. So very important for all of your listeners to know that the Institute is absolutely operating in the context of full respect for First Amendment rights. You know, the way I like to say it, Sarah, is democracy is a conversation, and the quality of that conversation really matters. And whether you're thinking about two members of Congress or whether you're thinking about your dinner table, everybody knows the difference of being able to take on a very touchy subject where I think one thing and you think another, but we have a communication with each other. We may even raise our voices. We may even fight. But in the bottom line, you know that I've really listened to you, and I know that you've really listened to me. So we're not... There's no attempt in the way we're working to have anyone's position in any way closed out of the conversation. But we are definitely working in a context in which we're saying, yes, be passionate, yes, disagree, but have mutual respect enough to know that other people have as deeply passionate feelings of the opposite side of this issue that you do.
Carolyn Lukensmeyer is with us. She heads up the University of Arizona-based National Institute for Civil Discourse. This is our Friday Focus interview on The Buckmaster Show. Carolyn, stay with us. We're going to take a break here and listen to the fine people who support this program, and we will be back with more questions for you right after the break. Stay with us, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. I am Bill Buckmaster. With me in studio, Sarah Garrett Gasson is here, editorial writer from the Arizona Daily Star, and Dan Shear is with me, editor of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. Our Friday Focus interview today is with Carolyn Lukensmeyer, and she heads up the University of Arizona-based National Institute for Civil Discourse. This is a group that was formed after the tragic shootings in Tucson, January 8th, 2011. And we have just received word of another mass shooting in Pennsylvania, where there is, I believe, 4 people dead, right, and 3 Pennsylvania state troopers. Here's Dan Shear from the Green Valley News.
Yeah, earlier, Sarah mentioned civility in terms of leadership, and I want to go the other way, down to grassroots. We have a couple of groups in Green Valley that really want to get a community discussion going, kind of a meeting of the minds from all sides. They really want to bring in all opinions. How do you go about starting this in a community?
You know, Dan, what is really good news, and unfortunately, you know sometimes how much time it takes to get good news to be in front of people in a specific community. But there are lots of models that are out there that really can help any person in a community who wants to organize a conversation, whether that conversation is on gun violence or on debt deficit. Let me try to give a couple of resources. They could go to the Institute's website called Your Words Count. It's www.yourwordscount.org. And on that website, we list about 15 organizations, local and national, that will provide like a little toolkit, Dan. So let's say I don't know the core kind of conflict issues in Green Valley. So let me just take debt and deficit, which is pretty prominent across the country. You could go to a website called Fix the Debt. They actually have a toolkit that a person could download, could invite some neighbors to, your Rotary Club, your business. There's a whole field called deliberative democracy that is designed to say, people of conservative persuasion, people of liberal persuasion, people who are moderates can sit in a room together, 10, 12 people, and with a little bit of structure and with a little bit of fact-based material, actually engage in a conversation that I think everyone will be surprised how easy it is and how much they learn from one another.
Have you actually seen this work?
I have definitely seen this work. For the 17 years before I was selected to have the honor of holding the position at the National Institute. I was the founder and president of an organization called America Speaks. And I would point you to that website, www.americaspeaks.org. There's a fantastic YouTube video of a national discussion we did on debt and deficit where 3,500 Americans, completely representative of the country by conservative, moderate, liberal, by age, by race, all the demographics, took on the same task as Congress's super committee to cut $1.2 trillion from the deficit. Well, the public did it when Congress didn't. So there's the track record. Unfortunately, we have not been in a place where our mass media covers these kinds of civil dialogues with as much focus and as much energy as the other kind of inflammatory work gets covered. So we've got this undercurrent in the country that's starting to take hold, but people don't know about it.
Here's Sarah Garrett-Gasson now from The Star.
I wanted to talk a bit about engaging one-on-one. I deal with the letters to the editor that come in to the Arizona Daily Star, and we love all of our letter writers. But a lot of them talk about other, you know, like someone will have a letter, person A, and then person B will write the following day and say, I can't believe that person A said this, they're so stupid. How do you get into just one-on-one? Are there any sort of ways to broach difficult subjects between friends, or do you think part of the issue is that we tend to congregate with people who think similarly to us, and so we don't get exposed to people who we may like in other ways but have different opinions on big issues?
Well, Sarah, you've actually put your finger on something that does represent a shift in housing and living patterns in the United States. A professor at the University of Texas, Austin, named Bill Bishop, wrote a book a few years ago called The Big Sort. And he actually uses demographic data to show that, you know, I'm actually in my early 60s, but so I grew up in an era where I knew lots of people who thought differently than my parents and I did politically and had conversations with them on a regular basis. Now the country's patterns are much more likely that other than where kids congregate in school, the pattern is you're likely to live in a neighborhood where people pretty much carry the same ideology that you do. So, you know, a lot of the hypothesis is that people have just lost the conversational skills about how to have that discussion over their differences. You mentioned the letters to the editor. The other critical factor that we see, whether you can actually engage in the conversation or not, is if you start from a position of believing that your point of view is an absolute truth. And if you do, then by definition you start thinking the person, you used the word stupid, that, you know, if I hold an absolute position on gun control, then I'm likely to believe that anyone who doesn't hold that position is either profoundly misinformed or somehow has a distorted value system. So, yes, our living patterns mean we don't interact as much with people who think differently than we do. And there has been a shift in the last decade to treat values as absolutes. And therefore, I feel kind of condescending of people who don't share my values. And if that's where you start, we're not likely to have a very productive conversation.
Carolyn Lukensmeyer is with us. She is heading up the University of Arizona-based National Center for Civil Discourse. She is on the Buckmaster Show live line from Washington, D.C. Carolyn, how should the community celebrate how we have moved beyond the horrible day of January 8th? And how should we commemorate there's talk of a permanent memorial. What are some of your thoughts about what direction we should be going in?
Well, I think, tragically, there's been a pattern of this kind of violence in the country, and it's actually increased in the last 2 years rather than decreased. So I think one of the things we have to do to be respectful of what happened, whether it's in Tucson or Detroit or Aurora or now in Newtown, and I don't have the details yet in Pennsylvania, but wherever it is, we really have to stop and take stock of the combination of issues that are making this a pattern in our society. It's not as simple as pass gun control laws. It's not as simple as it's all mentally deranged people. It is something about our culture and trigger points that move to a kind of murderous violence that each of these events at this point have got to increase our dedication to take responsibility individually, in the community, and literally as a nation. I thought the governor's choice in Connecticut to ask for a moment of silence this morning at 9:30 was a great example of taking a moment in which the nation was empathetically embracing the people of Newtown. And we can expand that. We need to be reminded of the number of communities in the country that have gone through this horror, and therefore really commit to taking on the complex of issues and doing something about it.
Carolyn Lukensmeyer, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great day.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
With SRN News, I'm Lindy Kenyon in Washington. Some parents and school administrators are reacting with hesitation, others with anger, to a proposal by the nation's largest gun rights lobby to put armed police officers in every school. One school superintendent says he's outraged by the idea from the National Rifle Association and that putting more guns in schools won't make children any safer. President Obama has nominated Senator John Kerry as his next Secretary of State, saying Kerry's entire life has prepared him for this role. If confirmed, the Massachusetts Democrat would succeed current Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. John Boehner says his failure to get enough support among Republicans for a measure that would raise taxes on people earning more than $1 million a year isn't going to cost him his job as Speaker of the House. He says some Republicans simply didn't want to be perceived as voting for raising taxes. This is SRN News.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new Landscape Evolution Observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:35. I want to tell you about Toys for Tots. They really, really need your help, and they need it this afternoon, especially from 3 to 5 at Metro Car Wash, 5150 East Speedway. The folks over at Metro there would gladly offer you, if you bring in a unwrapped toy for the Toys for Tots drive, they will gladly give you a free Metro car wash during our remote broadcast on our sister station, K-Love, from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Very worthy cause. Christmas just a few days away. That's Metro Car Wash, 5150 East Speedway, to help out Toys for Tots. Welcome back. This is our Friday roundtable on the Buckmaster Show, featuring local journalists who sound off on the week's top stories. Never a shortage of news. Joining me on the roundtable today, Sarah Garrett-Gasson, editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star, and Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. If you would like to join in with a question or comment, you can hit our Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. The Buckmaster Show's Reporters Roundtable, presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Sarah and Dan, unfortunately, the news came across of another mass shooting, this one happening in the Pennsylvania area. I think four are dead, and a very troubling three state troopers in Pennsylvania seriously wounded. That news came across as we were talking with the director of the new Institute for Civility based at the University of Arizona. And this, of course, comes on the news of the heels of the National Rifle Association having a news conference this morning suggesting that if we want to cut down on violence in our schools, we should put at least one armed person in every school in the country.
Yeah, I need to just say that I think that that's not a very good idea. But I do understand the impulse to think that something like that could help and prevent things from happening. Many schools have school resource officers in the Tucson area. Some schools have them. I don't know that. I think they suffered from budget cuts and were taken out. I think part of it goes to the availability of high-powered weapons and extended magazines. I know at the Arizona Daily Star we've editorialized that those need to be limited. I also want to say that part of this conversation needs to include mental health and the availability and accessibility and affordability of getting people who need help, help. And it's very difficult in many cases because the sicker you are with some illnesses, you don't realize that you're ill and you think everyone else around you is the one with the problem. So it can be a tremendous challenge. I also want to say that tomorrow in the Arizona Daily Star, we're going to run our comprehensive mental health resource guide, which will list different community organizations. It gives some explanation of civil commitment laws, what you can do, what you can't do, the jargon. It's a very jargon-rich kind of field. And so look for that in tomorrow's Star.
Is that a special insert in the Star?
Or? It'll be a full page inside the A section. And then we will have that online available too, and it's been updated.
That's a good idea. Dan Scheer, two Arizona gun rights groups earlier this week said that they will be talking with lawmakers about specifically trained teachers and administrators carrying guns in public schools to protect students against attacks.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to just call it a ridiculous idea. We had a shooting at a school on December 14th. We did not have shootings at tens of thousands of schools across this country. And we have to look at this from a lot of different points of view. One is we can't afford it. We can't afford to the training. We couldn't afford to put an armed person there. And then if there were a shooting, is that person going to be in the right place? Are we doing this because it would really work or just to make ourselves feel better? It's really just a very strange idea, to be honest with you.
You know, we had both Crystal Foster and Cam Juarez. I was very impressed, Sarah and Dan, with the two new incoming TUSD board members. We had a chance to get to know them on the program this week, two very bright young people. And I think they both agreed that the elementary schools really have not had the big barbed wire fences around, but that's something that may be coming.
Yeah, it's something that we want to think that we can keep children safe. We want to think that we can keep communities safe, and that if we only do this one thing, then everything will be fine. And that's just not reality. There have been many instances where, you know, law enforcement officers have been killed, and that hasn't stopped these things from happening. So I think we need to approach this with a sense that we don't want kids going to school in a place that is scary and that makes them fearful of everything everywhere. I mean, that's no way to live and no way to grow up. So we'll be looking to see how school boards locally address this, and they have a difficult job between making people feel like we're doing something and doing something that makes sense.
Speaking of schools, the big story in the week of the week in Tucson that will impact a lot of people, TUSD's board made their decision last night about school closings.
Yeah, they had 14 on the slate that the district was recommending for closure for various reasons. They have, I think, 13,000 empty seats spread out across the district, which is huge. And the governing board decided to close all but three. And they have a $17 million deficit that they're working to try to chip it down. This won't alleviate all of that. There will be ongoing costs of maintenance, things like that. But I was speaking with Bryant Nodine yesterday and Candy Egbert, who are two people in the TUSD administration, and they said that one thing that they learned from the last go-round where they didn't secure the schools immediately. They had a lot of vandalism. They had copper taken from mm-hmm. schools. And so this time they're going in, they're shuttering schools after school's out, of course, in May. And that they're approaching it differently this time.
Dan Scheer, the big story in Green Valley, the new hospital will go ahead.
Well, it sure looks like it. The county still is making the developers go through a lot of hoops regarding permitting. The developers still are insisting that this thing will open first quarter of 2014. And I can tell you that I've heard from very few people in Green Valley who don't want a hospital, but I've heard from a lot of them who don't like the location. And so there's a little bit of a back and forth on that. But is it going to happen? It sure looks like it.
What's the date that will be opening? By 2014?
First quarter of 2014, and again, it would be the first hospital in Green Valley. And as I go back over the last 40 years of newspapers, I see a lot of promises, and no one has ever delivered on a hospital yet. So we are hoping that it happens.
And it is, I want to correct myself, it is not Toys for Tucson, but it's Toys for, no, not Toys for Tots, it is Toys for Tucson is the official name of the organization that would love to get some toys from 3 to 5 at the Metro Car Wash at 5150 East Speedway. Stop by, and if you bring an unwrapped toy, get a free car wash just in time for Christmas. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line and take Dan's call. He wants to talk about bodyguards in schools. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, my comment is this. You have these newspaper people on there, and I'll bet you that they have bodyguards protecting them from people entering their workplace buildings, and our celebrities, politicians, all very important people all have to have bodyguards and security. I think we could have a retired policeman protecting our children in these schools.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Well, I can tell you that at the Star, there is a security desk where you sign in, but mostly they call up and you have to come down to bring in a visitor. But I mean, that's the same at many, many large employers. And Dan, you were shaking your head. For a lot of places, you can just waltz right in.
You can walk right in. But I did work at the Arizona Republic for many, many years, and it's almost impossible to get past that front desk. So the caller is correct on that. But is this a good decision for a school? And then again, look at the costs. And people say, well, you shouldn't look at the cost when it comes to our children. Baloney. This is really not the answer. And Sarah keeps driving home the point that we need to bring in the mental health part of this. This is not a take away the guns and the problem goes away type of a situation here. There's many prongs to this.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, I was also going to say that my brother actually is a school resource officer in Missouri. And he says that a lot of what he does is, you know, keeping kids from smoking in the bathrooms, but that, you know, he is on site, and mm-hmm. so people know him. If there's something that he hears that's going on, he can address that. But, and I hate to say this in the same sentence, but if you're the kind of person who has the mental break and you're going to go and do this, the first person you're going to go after is the person with the gun in the school. You're not gonna. It's
right. Is this the best solution? That's and we have a school resource officers down in Sahuarita, and I'm glad they're there because it makes kids feel comfortable with them, and they talk to them, they learn about problems, they deal with lots of issues. It's very, very valuable.
Let's take a quick call here again on the Buckmaster Show live line. A question about type of weapons and used and restrictions. Go ahead.
Hi, Bill. Wondering what the guests think about the if we change the weapon from a gun to an automobile or a truck and plowed into a school and killed numerous students. Would we be having these same kinds of discussions that we need to look at banning automobiles or high-speed automobiles or that sort of thing?
Actually, and I'm not remembering the year, but there was an older gentleman who crashed his car into, I think, a farmer's market in the Los Angeles area.
I think so.
And
mm-hmm.
and killed mm-hmm. people, many people. And in the wake of that, there were discussions about at what point do we need to start retesting people for mm-hmm. driver's license renewals. I'm not familiar enough to know what came of that, but it's not the kind of thing that it's not comparable. And we have conversations as these things come up.
New photos of a jaguar taken southeast of Tucson released by the federal government. Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News. Tell us a little bit about, is this going to impact the Rosemont Copper decision?
Well, it's really interesting how many things have been thrown at this throughout this process, and this is just the latest one. Will it impact? They were seen in the same area roughly as the mine. That's a good question. I think the bigger question is, will Rosemont have to go through another environmental mm-hmm. impact statement? And a lot of people, including Representative Grijalva, are pushing for this because the mine plan of operation has changed so dramatically that they think it warrants a second look. Rosemont, of course, says no. I think that's more of what we should be looking at. And Ray Carroll has said that we will get word on that probably within 60 days, probably a little bit less than that now. and we'll see if they have to start this all over. If so, it'll push Rosemont way back.
Can we go now to Lori on the Buckmaster Show live line? A question for Dan Scheer about the hospital situation in Green Valley. Go ahead, Lori.
Thank you. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
My question is, I'm wondering why we're talking so much about where the hospital will be and what it will look like and that sort of thing. And I think we should be questioning what will be going on inside the hospital. I have a career in health management and so on, and I know of a lot of small hospitals that have gone under in the last 20 years.
Sure.
I don't think that freestanding ERs have exactly been a successful business model either. We're not getting much information on financing, who the investors are. We know it's for profit. I want to know how the Medicare and Medicaid money is going to be successfully used in this endeavor, which I agree with you has been wanted for years and years and years, as long as I've been working here. I also always get my antennas up when developers are in such an all-fired hurry. They bladed the ground, you know, broke the regulations, and they're putting out comments like, people will die if we don't go fast, and they shouldn't be holding us up because...
Thanks, Lori. Quickly running out of time. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, well, we have put in what they think is going to be in the hospital. You have a very valid question. We have talked about the investors. It's probably now about 70% funded. It's not all the way there. Probably not going to be an issue, though. And Lori, you can certainly feel free to call me at the paper later on, and we can talk more about this.
Sarah, you love animals about as much as I do. That's a cute picture, isn't it, of the jaguar?
That is what every house cat thinks they look like, sitting on their couch at
home.
My
princess would love to look like that at home. Yes, I'll tell you. Dan and Sarah, I want to wish you the best for the holiday season.
Thank you
both very much.
Thanks
a lot.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, Tucson's culinary cruiser and inside Tucson business food writer, is brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Anybody for a road trip? Silver's just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Everybody's got a few days off, most people anyway, over the Christmas and New Year's holidays. How about a trip to Silver City and visiting the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument? Great places to stay, including Spirit Canyon Lodge, Burrow Mountain Homestead RV Park, Wilderness Lodge, Agave Ridge Retreat, and Cottage of the Whispering Canyon. For more information, visit Silver City and Grant County at southwestnewmexico.org. Here he is, the man himself, Matt Russell, who is so happy that his Santa suit finally came back from the cleaners. It was not available for the Russell Public Communications Christmas party, which people are still talking about, Matt. The way you handled yourself in such a dignified manner for your employees and all of your prestigious clients.
Well, there has to be a first for everything, Bill. Isn't that right?
Well, I know everybody had a good time, and you're celebrating a great year. It's been a great year for Russell Public Communications. In fact, probably some of your folks will be at the Kingfisher tonight.
Indeed. And I say, Bill, since the Mayans had the whole thing wrong, it's a great time to celebrate tonight for happy hour. My pick is Kingfisher. What I love really most about this happy hour, Bill, is they have a gorgeous selection of fresh oysters. And by fresh, we mean raw, of course, the only way to have them. Now, Chef Jim Murphy tells me that we're in the middle of a beautiful oyster season right now. And here's a secret. The best time for oysters, Bill, are in months that end in R. So here we are. Perfect time for oysters. So oysters on the half shell, a nice cold martini, will launch my holiday weekend in style. Happy hour starts at 4:30 at Kingfisher.
What about somebody that's looking for some good red meat?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it's all about. After the oysters, grab an unwrapped toy or canned food item. Head over to Sullivan Steakhouse up on River and Campbell tonight for its naughty and nice holiday party. Gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight, and those bearing gifts for Tucson's family in need are going to get special discounts on appetizers and signature cocktails and other drinks, all served up in that great Sullivan setting. And, Bill, of course, you got to stay for dinner, and I recommend the Porterhouse, which is 20 ounces of heaven on a plate. It really doesn't matter if you have been naughty or nice. Just head on over to Sullivan.
You'll be a big hit there with a Santa suit and that naughty and nice party. Champagne, it's that champagne time of the year, isn't it?
Sure is. Just in time for the holidays, Wildflower on Oracle and Ina is going to be taking the mystery out of what champagnes and sparkling wines to serve this holiday season. At 2 o'clock on Saturday, Bill, you're going to have the opportunity to taste and learn the differences between champagne and sparkling wines. And this great tasting is going to include a really beautiful selection of 5 different bubbles. And all of the selections are going to be paired with a tasting plate from the Wildflower Kitchen, so you'll learn a little bit about food pairing as well. It's only $40, and reservations are a must, so your listeners should call 219-4230 to reserve the space. Don't you love bubbles during the holidays, though?
Oh, you know I do. I love the Blanc de Blanc. That's what I always go for.
That's it. That is just the way to my heart. There are many, many ways, but that's one of them.
Okay, Matt Russell, want to wish you a Merry Christmas and good luck. And we want to say hello to everybody up at Russell Public Communication. Have a great holiday.
Right back at you, Bill. Thanks.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. We thank them very much and wish all of them a Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday at Culligan. Their water, well, it simply tastes better. Also, support comes from Splendido. Visit Splendido on the web at SplendidoTucson.com, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of Team Buckmaster, our lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, I am Bill Buckmaster and our team wishing you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. We will be with you, not live on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but we will have shows, some of those best of programs for you, but then we'll be back live on Wednesday after the holiday. Have a great Christmas.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.